Okay, so we're up to number 21, which is Mi'etzchok. So this is the last, and we just had a list of a lot of things to be memayed in, things we're supposed to minimize. So last of this list is Mi'etzchok, it's minimizing. Tzchok, literally like laughter. And the shaila is, you know, l'chora we think laughter is a good thing, and we should be happy. You know, if it's Hashem b'simcha, you should always have a simcha in life. It's a mitzvah to serve Hashem b'simcha. The tochachan kisavo is a result of tachas shalavat Hashem akach b'simcha v'tuv levav. You didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. So l'chora you think tzchok is a offshoot of simcha, and you think that I should have lots of tzchok. Well, what's the meaning of mi'ut tzchok? So I think the first nekuda we have to understand is the difference between tzchok and simcha. They're two separate things. Simcha is one of the Kiyani Torah. We had simcha before. You're supposed to be besimcha, and there was no miyud on that. Simcha should be complete, 100%. Because simcha is an akuda of an inner feeling of content, of shlemus, of reaching goals, of growing. We spoke about back then how simcha in Avodas Hashem means that I see this as a hashlam of who I am. And if I don't feel a simcha, that means I don't see it as part of me. I don't see it as getting me anywhere. So simcha is a kud. You have to have as much simcha as possible. There's one of the kinyanei chachmas to be oved and be besimcha. That's simcha. But there's an additional here of mi'ut tzchok. Tzchok is different. Tzchok is laughter. It's playing around. It's kind of like the external expression, not necessarily even of simcha, but a little bit of like, you know, being frivolous, loss of control. You know, it's a much more superficial type of happiness, which comes out just on the outside. So a mute of that is a good thing. I mean, you're supposed to have that, but a mute is good. The Tiferes Yisrael speaks about the Indian mute simcha, and he says, mute tzchok, and he says that mute yafek l'samecha nefesh ilavrika b'charitzos v'zikaron. So he says that a mute of tzchok is good, because it brings simcha to you. I mean, when you're acting happy on the outside, it helps to bring in internal simcha. And it actually makes you a little bit more alert and focused. You know, when you're in a good mood, even in an external way. You know, they say like jovial, like happy, like a laughing type mood. So it gets you a little bit more focused and alert, because you feel good about things. Now, the Gemara says in Shabbos, I think it was Rava, used to open up shir with the Milsa de Berichusa, with a joke. You know, imagine, you know, Rava, the Rava, every shir would start with a joke. So why did he do that? I bet there were good jokes too. If it's Rava, it must have been good jokes, you know. He says good svara, says good jokes as well. I wish we had a list of Rava's jokes. That'd be quite a medrash to have or something. But what was it, you know, for the Milsa de Berichusa? Why was that so important? Because when you have a good laugh, it opens you up. It gets you focused, it gets you alert, it shakes you out of your malaise, your routine that you're in. And then it helps you take on the rest of the day. It gets you in a little better mood. There's a reason, you know, humor is a good meter to have. Somebody who's a funny person, if used correctly, can do tremendous things. Another famous Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara in Tainus says that Rabbi Broka Choza was commonly in the shuk of a place called Bay Lefet. And he found Eliyahu there. Eliyahu used to talk to him in the shuk, Eliyahu Navi. And he asked him the question, and we told him, he said to him, I want to show you a Ben Olam Haba. He asked him, is there a Ben Olam Haba in the Shuk? He said, I'll show you Ben Olam Haba. So he shows him one person, that's one story. And then he says, there's another one here too. So I'm ignoring the first story, that's the different shmooze. But for this shmooze, the second story, he shows him two guys. They says, these are Ben Olam Haba. So Azal Gabayu, sort of broker, ran to these guys. Amrlhu Mayav Uvdaichu, what do you do? Eliyahu Navi is telling me you're Ben Olam Haba, you must do something really special. So he says, Amrulay, they said to him, Inchi Beduchyanan, we are jokers. We're Badchanim. Jesters. Mevadchinan Atsivi, we cheer up people that are sad with jokes. Inami ki chazinan betrayed Islu Tigra Badayu. And also when we see people that have like an argument, Tarchinan Vavdinan Lehushlama, we try to go ahead and make peace between them. So by telling them jokes, lightening up the mood. So that's a Ben Olam Haba. Eliyahu Navi is made to us that people who have that mida used for the good are Ben Olam Haba. It doesn't mean simcha. It doesn't mean tzchok. You know, it is more of the superficial laughter. But if you're able to use it to cheer up others and to create shalom and to lighten up the mood when things get tense, it's a tremendous mila. But there's a din of miut tzchok. That's the inyan. Because when you have miyat tzchok, that means you're not going to get lost in it. Sometimes people get lost in tzchok, meaning because tzchok be'etzim doesn't have meaning in and of itself. And if you're somebody who's totally involved in tzchok, everything's a joke. You're laughing, getting very, very silly, very, very frivolous. You know, tzchok v'kalos rosh magilas adam le'erva, it says. You know, tzchok v'kalos rosh bring us to rayas because you lose control. You know, you're not focused on life anymore. The Maral says that tzchok is when things are not kafi seichel. Emes is in seichel. I mean, Maral explains other places. He says that the idea of a good joke or laughter, usually the reason it's funny is because it's not kafi seichel. It's like something surprised, something you didn't expect. It's something that's kind of like topsy-turvy, it's gone its head. It doesn't really exist, you know, lefi the emes, or it's the opposite of what you expect it to be. That creates tzchok. Tzchok is, so by tzchok, you're really being drawn away from darchei ha-seichel, whereas emes, Torah, has to fit darchei ha-seichel. So the Maral says, the more that you absorb yourself into things that are connected on darchei ha-seichel, so that's going to pull you away from the darchei ha-seichel, which you're supposed to have for kinyan chachma. It's interesting, the kuda. So miyut is good, again, because it's being used in the proper way. It lightens you up, it gets you focused, it cheers you up, it does good for others. But it's the ribui tzchok which is a problem. I think it's also mahalach. We've been speaking a lot recently about taking life seriously. All these things, that if you're mamayit in them, it shows you what life's all about. When you're totally involved in tzchok, so you're taking life not seriously. You have to know that life is a serious thing. Keep your eye on the ball. You have obligations. There's duties in life. You know, there's chavos adam b'olamo. Life is serious. You have one chance. You have to understand the challenge and responsibility. If you spend your time in tzchok, so you're missing out on the serious points of life. You become too much of an unserious person. If you have the right amount of tzchok, so you realize life is serious. I have things to do. I have to take them seriously. And tzchok has a role where it's necessary, where it's needed, and that's the proper usage of tzchok. There's a pasuk we say all the time in Shir Malos, Azimale Tzchok Pinu. Right? The Gemara says, Aser l'adam l'male tzchok piv tzchok l'm hazeh. It's aser for you to fill up your mouth with tzchok in this world. Azimale tzchok pinu. Only then will we fill up our mouths with tzchok, but not in this world. I mean, we'll have a time for this. There'll be a time to let loose in an all-consuming simcha. And all-consuming tzchok, inside and out. That's an olam haba. That's where we're able to see the emes of everything and just enjoy the benefits, the hanav olam haba. A shtickel of this, we have main of this on Purim. Purim is a main olam haba in that way. And Purim is a time, Rav Hutner speaks about it a little bit, that's azim ala tzchok pinu. Purim is you're living out the azim ala tzchok pinu on Purim. They're able to be mali tzchok on Purim. Purim is the day of tzchok. Haman is the biggest joke to ever exist. Haman is a joke. And he gets the opposite of what he's supposed to get. Again, what happens to him is not kfir archei seichel, as the Maral says, bad rabba. He is the model, he is the shpitz of what tzchok's all about. That's Haman. So Purim is the day of azimah tzchok pinu. Ultimately, in olam haba, we will be memale tzchok. That's the world of kulo tzchok, in that sense. Yitzchak Avinu, his name is Yitzchak, that he will be filled with tzchok. That's Yitzchak. That's what Lashon means. Kipshuto. He will be filled with tzchok. He will be filled with laughter. But it's in the future tense. It's not right now. It's in the future. So tzchok has a makom in the future. But right now, we're in a world of miyat tzchok. You should use tzchok for the right things. But you can't let it consume you. So that's the ending of tzchok. So I guess to sum it up, tzchok is good when you have a purpose to it. It's good to cheer up others. It's good to lighten the mood. It's good to release tension. It's good to use to relax. But it should be a tool, not an escape, which I think is the emes of a lot of things. Use them as tools, don't use them as escapes. Escaping life is not a good thing. Using it as a tool for relaxation and for cheering up yourself and others, that's a good thing. They're two separate nekudos, being an escape or being a tool. Okay, so Rabbeisa, you want to give me some practical advice how I can be memayit in tzchok and use tzchok properly? Anybody? Levi, your mute is off. You want to say something? I still can't hear you. The mute is off. Say it again.
The mute was never on, but
now you're on the spot.
And I don't know. Cheer someone up.
Cheer someone up. Okay. Cheer someone up. That's a good way to use it. I know people that will dafka, like, prepare a joke to tell, like, you know, let's say like an older person who's like, you know, by himself in a home or something, or like, you know. You want to call up like your grandfather who like needs a little bit of like a chizik. You know, prepare a joke even. You could daka prepare something funny to share to somebody else. I remember my shverses. My wife's grandfather, Olav Shalom, he lived till he was 98. He was living in a nursing home, and he appreciated a good joke. So my shver would always, before he went to see him, would go like prepare a joke to like share with him. You know, he has a lot of jokes anyways, but he would always prepare that joke because he knew that the Zaidi would appreciate a joke. You know, so you can have that. Use chok properly. Ezra, you want to say something?
Yeah, when you're in different kinds of situations, think: is this a situation that calls for chok, or is this a situation that calls for seriousness? A lot of people struggle with that.
Right, good. That's very good. Sometimes it's hard to know what's the right reaction right now. So chok or being serious, and I guess that's something that can be learned and appreciated through experience and through a little seichel when to use it. That's good. It's a good point. I would say also, sometimes you can catch yourself. You know, sometimes like you're involved in ribui chok, and you know you are. And sometimes you can catch something, and maybe I have to slow down a bit. Also knowing, I think at this point, sometimes people lose track of meaning. It makes me very upset sometimes. Let's say it's like you're sitting by like a shiva house, and two guys are in the back like schmoozing and like laughing about something. On Tisha B'Av or on Yom Kippur, there's certain times where like schok is not called for. You have to know when they're not called for also. And then sometimes I think a good piece of advice for relationships, let's say shalom bayis, as well, Mirtz Hashem, when you get married, or even now, if you have, let's say, something tense going on in your house, often just a joke can just like release all the tension. Often a joke is able to just calm everyone down. Just, things get very tight, very tense, very serious. Just say something cute, say a funny line, give a big smile, and everything can just calm down. It can just release all the pressure. It's a very good use of schok. It's a very good tool to have. It could be with your parents, with siblings, with friends, with a wife, but it's a very good tool at your disposal when you say something which is cute or funny when the mood is serious in a way which is tense and shouldn't be. It's building up like a fight could explode or something. If you say something cute or something funny, it could really release all that tension. It's a very important thing. Okay, shkoyach, very good.